Can't even keep it real with a nigga with cash flow. Say men are all the same. What we need to do is break this chain. You gotta jump part time and school's your night thing. With dreams to settle down, it ain't far from now. You getting interviewed, but your boss is into getting screwed. Typical day that the black girl sees. Coming home wanting more from a college degree. So shiny.
Like I taste good and she wanna eat me alive. She looking good in them new tall heels. I'm looking at her like a full course meal. Chill, I got all the girls checking me. They know I'm a dog, but they love my pedigree. Yeah, just call me Mr. Orgasm. And if you come with me, I guarantee you gon' have one. Hottest in the hood, freshest on the block. Why stop? All this Gucci and this Louis that I rock. If not, I stay polo down to the socks. Rings, chain, and watch worth more than Fort Knox. Temporary plates on the Audi R8. Diamonds match what I'm wearing. She can't stop staring.
Break a chick down, break a 1-9, ain't nice, you need a fix, I only broke her one time, I only do dimes, all my girls gay, they... Yeah, break a chick down, break a 1-9, yeah, break a chick down, break... Yeah, break a chick down, break a 1-9, ain't nice, you need a fix, I only broke her one time, I only do dimes, all my girls gay, they like girls just as much as cafe, it ain't about money, then it don't concern me, I'm trying to hump Chelsea lately early, and the nigga got bank like Capital One, you done met a lot of G's, I'm the Capital One, see I'm cool like that, and I'm sick like that, she said bend me over daddy, it don't fit like that, so I bent the thing over and I boom, 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 in the back of the lack, that my boom, boom. Slim.
I'm so damn faded now. Another round of shots I'm taking down. Got this little shawty with me chillin'. Bad in the motherfucker dress tight fitted. Oh, I can't help myself. Came to take you down and don't need no help.
She said the room keeps spinning cause she's so messed up. Goose got it loose and she can't get enough.
Shawty, I love me, got it so horny. FYI, girl, you're coming home with me. Baby, you can be my girl for just one night. And your mark, let's go.
Just one night in your mind, let's go.
Oh,
yeah. Shade 45 is lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Leah Millionaire.
And this is Pinky from PinkyXXX.com. Ah.
L'Oreal, Shake Down, you already know.
Unstoppable, Maino, you already know what it is. You know what I'm about. What's happening? I'm up here with women. I love that.
I had to tell Maino, don't hurt nobody's feelings tonight, man.
Not tonight. Everybody's a friend. Everybody is cool. Like, I'm cool with Pink. I'm cool with L'Oreal. I go back with L'Oreal.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's my boy.
Yeah, I know her for years. And me and you know how I feel about you. I love you. Leah Millionaire.
This is their first time meeting.
Yes. And you, we good. We straight.
We're good?
We straight.
Right, he has a different approach now.
Yeah,
I was a little scared when I heard it. I was like,
why?
I missed something, you know, for like...
No, I'm not.
Going hard, beating people up, smashing or something.
No, but let me tell you something. I love Maino, man. This guy is like, yeah, you know, he's done some things, but...
He's got an amazing bedside tattoo. I'll tell you that.
A bedside.
I love it.
I want to see it.
It's right there.
I'll let you see everything.
Yeah. Oh. I thought she was going to say he has amazing bed something. Or
bed. I saw, yeah. All I heard was bed.
All I heard was bed.
He has amazing bed manners.
Bed. I started to get nervous.
What's up,
though?
But listen, Maino was like the nicest, sweetest guy. Not to everybody, but, you know, you've always been nice to me.
Always. We always been family. You hold me down.
Yeah, we've never had it.
Right, I can call up here whenever I want to.
Absolutely. He gives us exclusives.
Yeah, I can drop my records off.
He knows we're going to play his music.
All that.
All right. And we always do play your music, Maino. And as you said yourself, you've always been very consistent with everything.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you this, since we're talking about consistency. Because earlier in the night, we were talking about whether or not a man should always pay when he takes a woman out when you're dating.
Right.
Now, I want to get your thoughts on that as a real man.
As a real dude, you know what? If you invite a woman out on a date, you should pay. I seen some shit before that made me say, wow. I wanted to holler across the motherfucking restaurant and say, my shorty, like, if you outside, you over there, and y'all sitting at the table and y'all pitching in for the bill, you need to come on this side.
All right, so you don't think women should have to pitch in for the bill?
Not if I say, listen, Pink, I want to take you out.
But what if she says, hey, let's go to the movies?
I like to just show a woman a good time, me personally. Now, I mean, I've been in situations where girls said, you know what, let me do this. I got this.
And you're like, all right.
That's all good. But at the same time, a man should be able to, you know, it works both sides. It's a two-way street sometimes. But if you meet a woman, you should be able to take her out. Now, if you take her out and you can't pay that bill and you're like, listen, my food was 26 and yours was 14.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So
let's put it together, baby. I saw that with my own eyes. I was ready to scream across the table.
That's crazy. Or what about guys who don't leave enough? That's always bad.
What do you mean, leave enough?
Like if you go out with, and not even just guys, like sometimes you go with your friends and they don't leave enough. Like you split the bill up.
That happened to me in Miami.
And your girls be like, not putting it.
What happened?
They don't calculate tips.
We was all having dinner in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And the bill came up to like over $600. And I was hosting some people, so I made sure I put enough in for me and my friends. And it was like four people that left the table, didn't leave anything. So we're all waiting around like, okay. And then I ended up having to put an additional $100 in.
That's like that.
I was like, damn.
See, when it comes to a man, see, that's, you know, honestly, that was fucked
and it
up.
Was all men who left the table.
Yeah, when it comes
not
to
women.
Men are the new women.
Yeah, see, that's some southern shit. When it comes to taking a woman out, don't say, listen, I'm going to take you to Philippe, so I'm going to take you somewhere, and you can't handle that bill.
Yeah,
don't even do that.
People don't know what that
Philippe's bill may be $900.
They weren't my personal friends. They were friends of friends.
You know what I mean? That guy sucks so bad.
L'Oreal be on dates with niggas like that.
Is that shit, L'Oreal? Yeah. I don't do that.
Yeah,
no.
You do niggas like that. Trust me. Yeah, you do niggas like that.
Oh, sounds like
you don't fuck
something.
With real niggas.
Let me tell you something.
You don't fuck
if
with
the
real
dude
niggas.
Is not paying, I'm not going on the date. And that's that. Like, he got to pay and give a good tip and all that.
L'Oreal, listen, you know.
I know
you was in that motherfucking restaurant. Your bill was $16.75.
Don't listen to him. He's
fucking 4:30, and y'all put that in together.
That was you, L'Oreal, in the restaurant.
That's messed up.
I'm just fucking. That's my dog.
Right.
This is my baby. This is my dog. This
you didn't
my
hear
dog.
The shit she was saying earlier, Maino.
You not.
She better not be out here fucking with them kind of niggas. Yeah.
No, you already know. I'll tell Maino. But she does swallow, but not for everybody.
She should, though. Like I said, I mean, you're not supposed to swallow everybody, and then you run around swallowing everybody's shit.
Exactly.
But I mean, she should do that for. the lucky guy.
Well, yeah. Mina, how do you feel about a woman if she gets it in her mouth and then gets up and runs to the bathroom and spits it out? Is that a turn off?
It happens, man. It is what it is, man. It's like, all right, whatever.
You know why?
Like,
it's because sometimes they intend to swallow it, but then it's real salty, and that's why they got to spit it out.
It's like a repeat in the wrong shit.
Yeah, I mean, we're clearing that up.
Listen. You're not going to swallow it, don't put it in your fucking mouth to begin with.
Oh, you know what's really fun to do to a guy?
What?
Suck it till he's about to come in and just move. And let him come on himself.
No.
Let him come on himself.
I'm telling you, you hot out there.
What are you talking about?
I got homies that listen to this show specifically. Listen, I got a homie. He loves you, man.
He jerks off to your voice.
Not even that, but he loves her like because you mean a lot to a lot of people.
Aww.
And people want to know, damn, who doing her? Nobody knows. Like, I know a lot of shit about a lot of people, and I don't know one person that I don't know nobody even took you out on a date.
You don't?
Nah.
Well, I'm a loser.
No.
That means that
I'm not dating any of
Mano's
friends. You know what I mean?
Definitely not.
Just on a hush
definitely
hush.
Mano, why not? Why am I not dating any of your friends?
I don't have that many, for one. I don't have that many friends.
You have associates.
Yeah, I mean, you go out a lot.
I mean,
sometimes, and you know, you move around. You got some industry friends, but I never found anybody.
No one ever really asked
that
me out.
Actually been with Angela Yee, and you popping. Trust me, because people want to know.
Shit, let's hope they don't find out.
They want to know if you really, because every time you talk about sucking dick and swallowing, like, they want to know if that's what you really do.
And it's like, whose dick?
Right.
Yeah. They want to know.
Dick is
dick. Yeah, but Angela's straight business, and she's good at keeping her personal life personal.
I don't mind. Like, you know, I don't care if I do something and it gets out
there.
I
mean, that the pussy real good.
It's
not like,
a problem.
Well, I ain't telling.
But
nobody,
I'll tell you the truth.
Fuck this up.
And they get that back door every night, like, yo.
If you're good, ladies, if you're good at what you do and a man respects you, he won't put you on blast.
Word.
That's true.
Now, Mano, on the other hand, will put your shit on blast.
No, I don't do that shit no more.
I'm a changed nigga.
Right.
I'm a changed nigga, for real. Like, I stay, like, for real, I'm not even into a lot of shit that I used to be into. I don't get it. Like, a lot of things. I don't get into, like, issues with rappers.
No more smacking people.
I thought you were talking about women.
No, I love women. I don't never have a problem with women.
He's never not loved women, but he'll love you and then...
Smack you? No.
Not smack, but he'll definitely...
I don't have a problem with women. Never had a problem with women.
But Mano would love you and then
love your
best friend. That's the problem.
That's like really cruel.
He'll love you and then love your best
friend. That's traumatizing.
Yeah, see, that's my problem.
That's the worst shit ever.
He's Tiger Woods.
See, but not probably not actually your best friend, but maybe, you know.
Someone that you think is your best friend.
Not
that
even.
Girl that's doing
it's
that
just,
is not your best friend.
It's just that I like to try girls out. I like women.
And Mano will fuck you and your worst enemy and everything.
Do you feel like different beautiful women is like different flavorful ice cream or like candies? Like, you know how you might see like different types of nationalities or different types of women and be like you want them all. It's like like being in the candy store or being in the ice cream parlor and there's different types of ice cream. Like, you want to sample them all.
Something like
yourself.
That. So I can't control myself.
I learned that over years. I learned that about like how men see women. Because I wasn't really gay like that. It happened over time.
I wasn't gay like that.
No, seriously, it happened
gay
over
like
time.
That?
And then I noticed, like, someone that's, like, really thick. Then I like someone that's, like, really skinny. Then I like, Asian girls that's dark skin. It's like you can't just be loyal to one. You want to try them all, you know? So I'm starting to get it now.
But you know what I think about women? I have a certain kind of guy that I like, and I don't really stray from that too much.
That's what's up.
What kind of guy you like? What you like?
Wonder said that's the truth.
What kind of guy you like?
Well, like, looks wise, I tend to like guys that are like the smaller side, like not too big.
Penis?
Wait.
No, I'm talking about
small
penis.
Wait, do you mean Angela, do you mean
I don't
tall,
like big
you mean
like short,
what?
Skinny?
I don't like big beefy guys.
But what is that? What about a tall, skinny guy?
Yeah, that's fine. I like the guys that are more on the, like,
slim.
Do you like them more thugged out or more metrosexual?
Where'd that word come from?
In between.
I think that's a New York fucking word.
In between.
That
word came out in 2001.
Metrosexual.
I want to hear more about what Angela likes.
What do I like?
Oh, shit.
I mean,
I like my guys pretty regular, and I like guys with a good sense of humor.
What's pretty regular? What does that mean?
Right? Come on, Wanda. You know the kind of guys I like.
Yo, she like Kobe Bryant looking dude.
No.
Okay.
Kobe
Bryant. That's all you had to say. Okay.
Every dude looks like, who's it, Kobe Bryant in the face, but like little.
So
like,
rapist kind of guy.
Like a
no,
little
kidding.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Like shorter.
Right?
Little
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
What do L'Oreal?
Yeah, what do you like, L'Oreal? I like
athletic built guys. I didn't say now.
She likes NFL players.
No. I like guys that are in shape.
Like, so, when's the last time you had a boyfriend?
Like about a year and a half ago.
And what happened?
He's over.
What kind of what happened? Why is he over? Yeah.
She got promoted.
He was jealous. Like,
jealous of what?
Guys. He didn't like I got a lot of guy friends. So he didn't like that. He didn't like I was always.
He seen my name in your phone.
He seen me hanging out with Mano, and then
it was
and
a
after that. He was like, "Man, I can't even do that."
Listen, I just want to put this out there right now. If your girl is hanging out with Mano, be afraid.
Yeah, be very afraid.
Afraid of what?
You know he's hitting that.
Right? Goddamn right. What
is he afraid of? Be afraid. End it now.
That's not your girl no more.
Mano, do you have female? Like, do you think men and women could be friends?
Yeah, I have female friends that I never slept with.
Are they good looking?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something about that.
Now, but you would.
They're not letting you.
We don't believe
you. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
We don't believe
you. That's funny.
I would. Like, it's your friend. She come over, hey, what up, man? And we talking, and I'm looking. I'm like, damn. You know I would.
You know, so why don't you?
They don't really, like, we friends. Come
You're not
on,
getting
stupid.
That, like, energy. Yeah, you don't want
to. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like that. You know what I mean? And
but
it's
if
cool,
she was like, okay, what's up, then.
Yeah, probably. And I just fucked the whole relationship up.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I think it's healthy to have relationships with people from the opposite sex and not go there because it shows you have discipline and self-control.
I'm trying. I'm glad you said. You know what?
He's working on it.
I'm working on that.
He's working. Let him work on it.
I need to work on that.
I don't believe in, like, opposite sex platonic relationships.
You know what I mean? I do. I have plenty of
friends. I think someone always, he wants to fuck you or you want to fuck
him. Nah, there's nothing like that.
That's it. It's always one or the other. Like,
deep down, if you're a pretty woman and you're attractive and you have a male friend, deep down, he may never admit it, but he's saying to himself, damn, I can't. Mm,
of course.
But they never put the mood. Like, I got two, matter of fact, two guy best friends, and they're friends too.
Okay,
and neither one of them ever try anything.
What are they, are they hot or not
one,
really?
So you telling me, Red don't want to fuck you?
No. Red Cafe?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure he finds me attractive.
You think
but
that he won't? You think he won't? Yeah, I caught
Come
you
on,
off guard.
Man,
let me stop.
See, get him away from me. Switch
me
the
Mano was like, if I was the CEO of Shakedown about. Records, I would shake
because,
you down.
Yeah, because she pretty. Like, she could, like, you know what I mean? Like, she pretty. Like,
but
you know,
how long have we been friends, Mano?
But you know.
But Mano would fuck you.
You know I've been trying to get that pussy for a minute. Stop acting like. You know I've been saying, like, come on, like, come on, stop playing with
L'Oreal,
me, man.
L'Oreal, why you turn Mano down?
Come on, no, we
That's
just
my
friends.
Friend.
We friends.
Yeah,
we friends.
Like,
we
been friends for a long time.
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, really long.
And I always, you know, we always, like,
you never
be holding my hand, by the way, right now.
Look,
no, I'm joking.
Huh? You were holding a hand?
No, we did some things. We
don't let you have a bang back in there.
Long time ago, though.
I ate her ass.
Nah.
Oh, we did some
things. We didn't get that far.
Ain't nothing wrong with licking ass.
We didn't get that far. Nothing.
You guys still like each other.
Yeah, they are. They'd be
totally.
Cute.
They're like flirting.
They would be cute.
I can feel
you
that.
So?
Well,
kiss. So, L'Oreal, you wouldn't go on a date with Mano again?
I'm not going on no date with Mano. I know him. Like,
she know what it's gonna lead to.
She knows.
Come on.
Philippe.
I got some hoes for him.
At least I can handle the bill.
L'Oreal.
We gotta worry about that.
L'Oreal, let's all go to Philippe. I'll escort you guys.
We all on
Mano,
let's go. We all going to Philippe.
What kind of food is that?
I can handle that.
It's good food. Let's go. You ready?
Chinese. What kind?
Chinese. Yeah.
I can handle that.
Mano can handle that.
I can handle that.
Meet us at Philippe's. Then on Mano. Let's go.
Now, Mano, you know what I wanted to ask you, and I'm glad that you're up here. I always want to ask you this. Don't say anything bad about Eminem, though.
Eminem?
But the Not Afraid song, was that your beat first?
Yeah, but no. See,
what happened
people,
with that? I'd like to know what happened.
I had a record called Hustle Hard,
mm-hmm.
Survival of the Fittest, actually.
Right.
Producer Boy Wonder, he made it for me. I know he didn't make it. He just made the beat. I liked it. I recorded to it. I was going to use it for my album, but I don't know. Eminem wound up with the beat.
Okay.
But what happened is, a lot of times, you know, with companies, they don't want to pay for beats unless they know it's going to be a definite single or mm-hmm. it's definitely going on an album. So we never gave him his first half. So, I mean, shit like this.
So he probably was like, I don't know if Mano's going to use it, so I'm not going to.
Right, right. See, but a lot of people blowing it out of proportion because this type of shit happens every day.
Yeah.
This 2 days before that, Young Berg had another one of my songs. Oh, I lost two songs in one week.
Whoa, not Young Berg.
Yeah, real talk, real talk, real talk. He did a video for a song that I already had.
Wow.
That I recorded to that we already established that we was keeping for my album.
Damn, but you didn't pay the first half yet.
Right. See, this is what happens, though, because producers, they need placements. They hungry. They trying to come up. Eminem
and they probably been burned a lot. Like, people say they're going to use something and then they don't use it.
Yeah, so.
That happened to me, too. I accidentally took somebody's beat, but we paid for it and they never paid, and that's just what it is.
It happens. So people was trying to make it seem like it was an Eminem thing, but it had nothing to do with Eminem. And I wasn't even mad at the producer. It is what it is. That shit happens every day. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I just wanted to make sure. I was like, Lord. Stop looking at Lyle.
I know. I was going to say something.
It seems like more of your cleavage is showing right now.
I feel like something's about to pop off.
I feel like she unzipped it a little bit.
I know.
It's
like, wait. It seems like more of your cleavage is showing now.
It was not like that.
I got the picture proof before I came
in. I'm just messing with you.
Mano, come in.
Yeah, he go. Where's that? This is my dog, though. I fucks with him.
Now, Mano, let me ask you something else.
What's up?
You haven't been on the show in a minute, but Hot Wings was here before, right?
Hot Wings.
And she was on VH1. And then she ended up the next day on a blog right after she left the show in the studio with you. What happened? And she was up here with her man, which was really crazy.
Whoa.
That was a man.
That's my mixtape. It's called Fuck You, Pay Me.
I like Fuck that. Middle finger up high. Never put it down. Nothing happened. She came to the studio and they took a picture.
Did you know her prior to that?
Nah. I mean, I just met her. She was with some dude. Actually, she was with somebody that I knew. I don't know if he was a man or not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
You know, and then it was on Media Takeout, I think.
Maybe he's into that kind of thing.
Can I be filled in? I don't know what's going on.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, I was wondering because I saw the picture the next day.
The picture ended up on Media Takeout. That's all. None major.
Y'all had your clothes on in the picture? Like, what was the big deal?
No, always clothes on unless we inside.
You know.
Closed doors, no cameras.
Mano's heard a lot of female friends of mine that I know.
I did.
Yeah.
It's one that I think.
Mano hurts feelings.
You know what? You close to one.
So you must got something good going on.
Yeah, I got something good.
If you hit one and you continue to hit them, that means that somebody couldn't keep their mouth shut and they was advertising.
I mean,
for
I tell
you.
Them, run with
them.
Oh,
Mano, he's so good. Yeah. Oh, when I had my legs back and he was fucking me balls deep. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It felt like heaven. It felt like a million bucks. It felt like a million bucks. No, seriously, this girl told me that one time. Amsterdam. No, about this guy. She's like, oh my God. It felt like a million bucks. It felt like a million bucks.
Yeah, Mano, how do you hurt these girls' feelings like that? What are you doing?
You cool with the other one, right? You
know
what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
A couple.
I don't know what she.
You hurt her feelings, man.
I did, and aww. I didn't mean to though, because I'm a workaholic and people don't be understanding that because they feel like they're in
bullshit.
The same industry. Oh.
Yeah, violin.
are you a workaholic in the bed?
Yeah, I aim to please. Okay. See, I aim to please. It's my job, my duty. It's my duty, man.
Now, the thing I like about Mano, even if your pussy stinks, he's still going in there.
Whoa!
Wow.
You're stupid.
Where that one come from?
So and that's why you got the hottest show. Yeah.
That's why I love
you fucking crazy.
She got your ass with that.
I ain't this stink pussy in a couple of years.
In a couple of years.
We get money now. We ain't got to do that shit no more. We came up, man. We ain't got to do stink pussy no more.
Mano is still going to complete the job.
Nah, we don't got to do stink pussy no more, man.
Call him the handyman.
Mano, be honest.
Last couple of years.
But previously.
Previously. I mean, because you already in the motion. It's like, I'm already going in.
Oh, so nasty.
This ain't right.
Let me hold my breath.
But if you stop, you're going to hurt her feelings also.
Maybe I should make a tutorial on how to... like clean your pussy or right. something.
Sometimes you yeah, might need I don't run into that problem.
I haven't run
shower.
Into that problem until a couple for a couple of years.
Okay, but previously you was.
I mean, you know, I'm from the hood. I'm a thirsty
and
man.
And that's another person in
you
your
know?
Industry that happened.
No,
with.
But from personal experience, sometimes it's a stench
about?
In the beginning for the like first 30 seconds,
about?
And then
yeasty.
The smell go
you
away
about
in the side.
Cake girl,
for real.
Yeasty.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna bring her up.
No, I know.
We ain't gonna give. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because we ain't gonna give nobody.
But
no
he still
light.
Fucked her, even though her shit was stinking.
Yeah, but it wow. really.
Stop
you
it. Might as well
stop it.
Butt.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop it right now.
You know I keep it real with you.
Stop it right now. It wasn't what people say it was. Because I was looking for that.
How does
that you were looking,
you were
for,
looking
what?
For a stinky pussy?
I was looking. Yeah. First of all, yeah. I do want to say that what she talking about was a long time ago.
But so wait, you were like out on the prowl for like a
no,
stinky
no, I was
pussy.
No. This particular female, I heard that about her. That
and you wanted to check it out.
Yeah, I wanted to see.
We don't believe that.
Hey,
I wanted to see for
myself.
I wanted to find out for myself. Nah, it can't be. Or maybe it is. Nah, it can't be. Maybe it is. Let
That's
me see.
Cool.
Let me check it out.
And it was right.
So, no, hey, it really wasn't.
I like how Mark be like, "That's you. That's you. That's you."
So it didn't stink.
Not like that. Not what I.
We
not,
don't believe.
No.
There's just a little something like
a little yeasty, but.
Oh, God. Was there a cottage cheese like discharge?
Look, I will stick up for women and say that if you ever have sex with a Magnum, a Trojan, or a Rough Rider, please, right after you have sex, go eve it out and douche it out. Because if you marinate with that rubber smell on your pussy the next day, you will, no matter how many showers you take, that condom smell will not go away for at least 3 to 5 days.
I don't have that.
So you have no choice but to fuck the guy that you've been fucking that knows what scent he put on you. You try to fuck somebody else, they're going to be like.
My vagina cleans itself really well.
You can ask her ex-boyfriend.
Mine's too.
It does,
but
right?
Certain condoms leave that rubber latex smell and it does not like go with the pussy smell at all.
Mano's going in. Look. No. Yeah, I like to see his work.
We need $20 from Mano right now.
I'll come in paying. I tell him a $20 thing with me, I come in paying. Yeah. Come get mine.
You owe me some
door.
Money.
Mano, are you romantic at all? Door. Do you tell girls you love them and stuff?
He can't be.
If I do.
When's the last time you told a girl
he's
you love her?
He's lying if he does.
When's the last
if
time
I
you
do.
Actually loved a girl?
Have you ever been balls deep in some pussy with a girl with her legs back? And you like gripping the booty cheeks while she on her back and you're like, I love this pussy.
Yeah. Definitely.
But not I love you. That's two different
it's
things.
Two different things.
No. I've told females that I love them as soon as I met them.
Mano.
Because I was on my level. I
Is
was so
true?
Pissy drunk that I was in love.
That's different.
I'm
but about
to the
when
moon.
You were sober, how did you feel about them?
If I love the female, I tell them I love them. I don't have a problem. See, I'm not insecure in no way. So I said, listen, I love you. I love you. Bottom line.
Love you like a friend or
no,
love you
No, I love
like...
you. I'm in love with you.
Oh, okay. That's different.
All right, L'Oreal. I want to hear L'Oreal spit something because I know that's what she's good
I
at.
I bet Angela's snatch is magical. I bet so too, my
oh,
nigga.
Wow.
It is.
It is.
Oh, are we going to have a... we got to do some Ciroc shots too because I promised Henrock that we would do that.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
How y'all going to come with Ciroc
so,
at
L'Oreal,
the end?
You ready?
Get us fucked up.
Let's
go ahead.
Something. We want to hear... L'Oreal's been talking about spit all night, and then rhyming as well.
I chew it.
Yeah.
L'Oreal.
Snatch ball players up, no prenup divorce. Only lie in court, getting money's a sport. Niggas too witty thought. Tiffany, Cartier, or DeMar, of course. Pound straight from the source. Niggas with me insensitive. Censor yourself or end up with broken ribs, a jar on the shelf. Let you live, then nobody gonna find your kids. Torch your crib, say who the best is. Shake down, got me with a back battery. Natural born Malibu, blow your whole salary on an outfit, and I still need shoes, super thick. Lil mama 22, whip clean, ride on them 22s. Who you? Reach for the 22, nigga. I'm a dream come true. Your bitch worst nightmare. Believe the hype here, hottest bitch L'Oreal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sold.
Love that. I love that.
Wow! You know, all the other people that you asked.
I think it's Mano's turn. Mano's turn. Kiss L'Oreal.
That was my reason.
And she wasn't reading anything off of her phone. Which a lot of guys do that come up here. So
they be reading off the phone.
Man, I wish your album coming out.
I'm trying to get it out by the end of the summer.
Yes.
I had my date. My original date was June 29th, but I'm not going to make that.
Okay.
So we just put out the new record. You know, it was So Far So Good.
Yeah, we play that up here.
Yeah, So Far So Good. It's going well. It just started about a week and a half ago. So we're trying to get ready and get... See, you know what? People concern themselves with dates, and they don't have momentum. See, the momentum is what drives the album.
Right.
If you don't have a momentum around the record, then what's the sense of even promoting some bullshit?
No, you're right.
Like,
you can't try to make a date if you're not ready for
it.
Yeah,
let's not
get
even...
Yeah,
like, I'm a realist. Like, my date was for the June 29th. I'm not making that.
Right, okay.
Because I don't have what I need around the country going on, so... Hopefully, you know, we got it right now, but so we good.
Right. I'm fucking with it. That's what's up.
Yeah. I like that new record, too.
That fits
you.
My shit.
That fits you.
Because
your ass crazy.
It fits me,
say nothing to him.
Don't say nothing to him.
Mano, you got, look at your hair. You got a
I'm losing my mind.
Couple stripes?
Yeah, I'm out of control.
Okay. Yeah. Right,
that's how I felt.
That's cute.
You just noticed that?
It makes you look younger.
I've been doing that for like 3 months.
I guess I haven't seen you much lately.
Because you got Hollywood on me.
Whatever. Mano. Whatever. All right, well, our show's over, but thank you guys so much for coming through. Leah, Millionaire, L'Oreal, Mano. Right.
Bring that record back, Wonder. Let's go.
And Pinky, Shade 45.
That's
nigga
right.
Crazy,
check
girl.
Me out, PinkyXXX.com. What it do, boo. Mwah.
HottestInTheHood.com. Let's go.
Hello. Ladies, how you doing? That looking crazy, girl. Don't say nothing to me.
Sticking to the script as always. Show Off Radio. Every Thursday night on Shade 45.
Salute me.
Static Selector.
Coming through.
Static Selector.
Everybody's a target. Feel me. This ain't just rap. This about connects. I craft the trap talk. This is about respect.